The middle of next week is Juneteenth, June 19th, the day we celebrate the end of slavery in the United States. It's a national holiday now, although who gets the day off is still a bit spotty. Juneteenth celebrations abound. If you have one going on in your community, let us know. Send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. We'll focus on the celebrations on the South Coast, where one day and one town are clearly not enough. Juneteenth celebrations stretch from Bandon to Brookings from June 18th to June 21st. Jaden Ruff is the director of the South Coast Equity Coalition behind a lot of the events. Welcome, Jaden.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Good to have you back. Jennifer Knight is back with us as well, the Youth Services Librarian with the Coos Bay Public Library. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Jaden, a big set of events this year. Is this more than last year's celebration of Juneteenth?
You know what? Absolutely. And I will say, like, this is the first year where Juneteenth has grown so much. And now we have it in three different locations across our region. So it starts in Coos Bay. Then we go down to Bandon, and then our final stop will be Brookings.
I see that. So spread over the course of several days here. How long have you been working on this schedule of events, Jaden?
Oh my gosh. I would tell you, me and Jennifer, we can do tight turnarounds, but what it was, we had already reached out to Gus Zongo, the African Drumming, to come to the community, and then we planned around that. And a lot of our presentations and events are centered around African Americans who are creatives in our community. So we have powerhouses like Taylor Stewart. We also have Aya, who is a part of our junior high school, and our junior high Black Student Union Club. And then we also have some Black performers as well, like William Farrar, who's a poet out of Bandon. And then we have Carolyn Acker, who provides a lot of context around Black organ pioneers. And we'll have Zaria and some other stuff. We have some surprises. So I'm really excited about this year's Juneteenth event, and it's always the family reunion.
Juneteenth is called the family reunion, Juneteenth 2024 in Coos and Curry counties. Jennifer, at the Coos Bay Public Library, notice the library is one of the sponsors. It sounds like you got a pretty good collection of people to bring this together.
Yeah, we really did. We're really excited because we got some funding as well from Coastline Libraries to actually have Gonzanko perform at other sites up and down the coast. So in addition to the Juneteenth events, Gonzanko, you know, we were able to work with the Equity Coalition to leverage the Seattle-based group to come down for more shows to keep our costs down so that it was affordable and so that we could actually make it happen. So I really appreciate, you know, our partnership with the Equity Coalition, as well as with, you know, the sponsorship of Coastline Libraries to help really make this happen region-wide and really bring some programming that perhaps we haven't seen in a while to our area. So, for example, like in addition to the Juneteenth event, the group is going to be performing in Myrtle Point on Friday at noon. They'll be offering some drumming workshops, which we're super excited about. One's going to be here in Coos Bay on Tuesday the 18th, and another will be in Lakeside on June 19th. And then we've got a dance workshop happening in Coquille. So we really were able to impact our entire region in a pretty profound way. So I'm really grateful that we're able to partner to expand and extend some of these Juneteenth activities. Even though they're not technically Juneteenth activities, they are still bringing some different performers to our area.
We're talking to Jennifer Knight, the Youth Services Librarian with Coos Bay Library. Coos Bay Library, one of the entities sponsoring the Juneteenth 2024 celebration on the South Coast, the family reunion it's called, with events in Coos Bay, Bandon, Brookings, and you heard some additional stuff too in Myrtle Point and Lakeside. Jaden Ruff is also with us, the director of the South Coast Equity Coalition, as we explore the details of that set of communities' observations of Juneteenth. If you have some you want to talk about from your community, join us and send that in an email to jx@jeffnet.org. For example, we can tell you that in the Rogue Valley, Base Southern Oregon, that's Base for Black Alliance and Social Empowerment, hosts its Juneteenth celebration this Saturday, June 15th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Pear Blossom Park in Medford, with music, speakers, food and craft vendors, entertainment for all ages. The event itself is free and open to the public. Jaden, what's the story on cost for the events for the family reunion on the coast?
So it is really important with us being a regional health equity coalition to make sure that everyone has access. And so what we have done is managed to make all of our events free to the public.
That is pretty amazing. So let's get into Gonsango. We've mentioned a couple of times here sort of obliquely. Let's get a little more direct knowledge of what Gonsango is and the tour you're giving them, because it looks like they're appearing in all of the communities here.
Mm-hmm. I'll let Jennifer speak a little bit more to that.
Okay.
Yeah, they are a group that's based in Seattle that is a West African drumming and dance group. And so they perform traditional dances and drumming. And I've seen them before personally, and they're a ton of fun. And they really get people involved with what it is that they're doing. So I felt it might be appropriate for our community. There'll be two performers or artists coming. So we're really excited to, I'm really excited to work with them again.
So I see that Gonsango will be at the reception on June 19th in Coos Bay at 5 p.m. And then June 20th in Bandon. Also, this the same day. Boy, later that afternoon, you guys are going to be doing some driving to get them down to Brookings by 4 o'clock on the 20th.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think the other part of this is, even though we are the organizers, the organizing team is very much so invested and have been invested since our very first Juneteenth in our community. And it's really awesome to see how people they show up. So even though you see things happening across our region, we have regional champions like in each of those communities who are taking on certain pieces of it. So I feel like a lot of times when we are planning this, you have like the big push. Like, I'm just excited about bringing more awareness and more visibility to our rural spaces and opportunities to learn as well.
And Jaden, you mentioned the role of the South Coast Equity Coalition, that there is a major healthcare component here. Would you flesh that out a bit?
Absolutely. So we work within health equity. So it's the South Coast Health Equity Coalition, and health equity always kind of correlates to healthcare, but it's also really seated in root cause work. You know, the community relies on us to be truth tellers in spaces. And so when we are asked, well, why are you having Juneteenth in community? We have to create space to actually talk about what Juneteenth signifies for our African-American communities. You know, just a little context for that is Juneteenth isn't showcasing when all slaves were freed. The Emancipation Proclamation declared that all African-Americans were free. Slave owners knew that but did not tell people. So General Gordon Granger and his troop had to go throughout the South and let people know that they were free. And so when we talk about, you know, how our systems and our societies have been impacted by slavery or genocide, and how that also shows up today with but then also, like, Oregon has a really special history because of its exclusionary laws, you know. And so what prompted our Juneteenth celebration was acknowledging, reconciling, and embracing the life and legacy of Mr. Alonzo Tucker. Mr. Alonzo Tucker was, he's the only documented case of a lynching in Oregon, and it happened in Coos County. And so a part of our Juneteenth celebration is making sure that he is always in every piece of Juneteenth, and we continue to say his name and speak his name.
We are talking about the Juneteenth observances in Coos and Curry counties, but in other communities as well here in the Jefferson Exchange. Jaden Ruff, you just heard, is the director of the South Coast Equity Coalition, the spark plug behind most of the Juneteenth events in Coos and Curry counties. Jennifer Knight is the youth services librarian with the Coos Bay Library, one of the sponsors, one of the participants in the whole process. If you have Juneteenth details to give from your town, send them quickly to jx@jeffnet.org. Let's come back just a bit to Alonzo Tucker. I want to make sure we don't go past this too quickly, but Alonzo Tucker, that's the only documented lynching in Oregon, and it was in Coos County in 1902, was it?
Yes, 1902.
And so there actually is some time being spent on Alonzo Tucker with the Oregon Remembrance Project on the 18th, I see.
Yes, the Oregon Remembrance Project and the Equal Justice Initiative, along with Coos History Museum and a lot of community members who were advocating for our county to recognize Alonzo Tucker. And the first actual Juneteenth celebration, we were able to unveil his historical marker. So if you ever visit the city of Coos Bay, make sure that you stop by the Coos History Museum, Maritime Museum, and view the historical marker.
Jennifer, I wonder for you as a youth services librarian, as a librarian just generally, I mean, is this a story that it's still taking some time for people to get familiar with in the Coos Bay area?
Yeah, I would say that it really is still something that requires a little bit of exposure and kind of shedding some light on it. I did a lot of class visits in the past couple weeks, and one of the things I talked about was our upcoming, you know, collaboration for Juneteenth. And there were a lot of kids that didn't know anything about Juneteenth. And so I did some explaining about what that was. So to that end, like, I know that on our summer reading challenge, we have this bingo sheet. And one of the things that we challenge people to do just to increase their awareness is to read a book about Juneteenth. So we're hoping that, you know, increases awareness about, you know, just about what Juneteenth is and what it means and, you know, a little recognition.
Yes, it's interesting to have this part of the conversation because I realized in framing up Juneteenth events for our website, for example, I was not giving the full description of the significance of Juneteenth, thinking that perhaps a lot of people knew it by now. And what you're telling me is, no, they don't.
No, they really don't. You know, and it's kind of shocking because I mean, it is a federally recognized holiday, so you know, I think Jaden can probably speak to this a little bit, you know, directly as well. I mean, it's definitely still part of it is just raising people's awareness.
Yeah, Jaden, you got the whole story down, the General Granger part of it and everything. That's actually more detailed than I think I'd heard in the past.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, it's to me is not as shocking because when we think about history and the history that we learned in schools in our education, a lot of things that we know today were not in those history books, right? And so when we start, when communities are empowered to share those oral traditions and to talk about, you know, what happened, but also recognizing the joy, because I think a lot of times when we look at anti-racism work, we don't think about the joy, you know, the smiles on the community members' faces, in our faces, because we are part of those priority populations as well as advocates. And so the reason why we call it the family reunion, a lot of it is because when communities and families were freed, they kept their last names and hoped that they would be able to reconnect with their families who were sent off. And yeah. So keeping their, it has always been instilled in me of the value of family reunions. So I'm originally from South Georgia, And my mom has always been at the family reunions, and but that's where I learned our history.
All right.
That's where I was able to sit around tables and spaces, and space tables, and listen about, you know, how, why we talk the way we talk.
Okay, Jade, we have to go. I'm sorry, we're out of time. But
okay, no problem.
Juneteenth, 2024, family reunion on the coast. Jaden Ruff and Jennifer Knight, thank you so much. This is JPR.